We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Tesam Abayis, but we're starting Mem Tesam Ad Aleph, the two dots. B'loy le'ish chazakam nechz ishtay. We are continuing explaining the Mishnah that we learned a nice few blad ago, that the Mishnah started off with Uman Eilach Chazaka, and said, Uman Shut Marisim Abchop and Chazaka, the Mishnah was Daf Mem Beis, and then the Mishnah said that loy ish chazakam nechz ishtay, that a ish does not have a chazaka nichse ishtay. Now, we know something called nichse merlug. Nichse merlug is that when a wife brings in properties into the marriage, so the halacha is the wife retains ownership on the properties, but the husband eats the payrus, which means he gets the profits of those properties as long as they're married. And it's called nichse merlug. Now, if the ish sits there eating from the payrus of that property and using that property and renting out those properties for 20 years, it's no chazaka. Why? We know exactly what he's doing here. It's called nichse merlug. It's like, this is like a pashta thing. So, therefore, it's not a chazaka. So the Gemara says, pshita, is that pashta? Obviously, it's not a chazaka. The guy's sitting on the property because it's nichse merlug. What's the havam in it that's called a chazaka? Pshita, kim the isla lepeira, isla lepeira, he's allowed to eat the peiris, peiru de kacha, he's eating his own peiris. What's the havam in it? What is the havam in it? So the Rashbam speaks out, we find that by Mashkanta the Surah, which is Mashkin, you're allowed to eat Paris there. Still we say that you have to make every 3 years to make sure that everyone remembers this is not your field, right? We had that? So why are we here to make every 3 years? So the Rashbam is not a dimin. By Mashkanta the Surah, not everyone knows it's a Mashkin. So therefore, you got to remind everyone every 3 years that it's a Mashkin. Mashainkin, when people are married, everyone knows that their properties are next to the log, so you don't have to remind anyone. As long as they're together, everyone knows this is the way it is, and therefore it's not a chazaka. Similarly, by Aris also, you don't have to remind them every 3 years. Aris also is sitting on a property, it's not a chazaka, even if you say 10 years, because everyone knows it's Aris. By a Mashkin, it's a different story, because a Mashkin, not everyone knows about the Mashkin Surah, not everyone knows everyone's internal business deals, and therefore, there you have to make every 3 years. That's the Rashbam speaks out. But back to our Gemara, the thing I added on the Aris is a Tosis, Lamagimel, but the same idea. The Rashbam just says, Varan, see, Mashkanta the Surah in contrast to Nichse Meluk. But the most question is, Pshita, given this, lay Paris, since the husband eats Paris, Peru Duka Achel, Lachar is eating Paris, what's the have? I mean, it should be a Chazaka. And for the Gemara, Le Tricha, the cost of law, Din Vidvarim, Ein Libinachsayich, he wrote about her properties, I don't want to have anything to do with your property. And therefore, he relinquished his bialis on it, and now it's not really, he's no right to eat the peiris. So here, maybe if he eats the peiris, then it should be a chazaka. Kamaslo, and still not a chazaka because a wife is not makra on the husband. Right? And that's the chiddush mishnah. Even though he wrote dim advarim lemechsayich, he has no reshus over here, still it's not a chazaka because she doesn't care about him. Right? The Gemara, what does it help writing that? Because of law, my hava, but I learned in a braisa. Ha'im melechaver, din vidvarim, ain li asa the zoo. The ainli esikba. A person writes on a field on a property. He says, "I don't have anything to do with it." Ainli esikba. I don't want to have any business in this. V'yodim selekus mena. I am being misalik myself from it. Lo yomar klum. It's nothing because it's not even sina. It's just like a tefillah, a davening. I don't want it. If it sounds familiar, we had this before a few blad ago. This idea, yeah, that dimitvam ainli asar the zoo does not work. So what does it help to do that over here? Gemara before said you made a kinyan. So Gemara could have answered here, or Gemara has all different tariffs of it. Omer related to Rabbi Yanai. Masdisim is talking about a case of law, va'oida arusa. He wrote it while they were only engaged with Kedushin, without Asuin. Now the halacha is, Nichsim v'log only enter the Bailim's, the Baal's Rishos, to eat the Paris only after Nasuin. So while they were arusa, so already it was aimed to come, he wrote, by the way, when that comes, I don't want it. I hacky do thing. Could a person say on his Yerusha from his father, I don't want Yerusha? No, doesn't. You get Yerusha no matter what. You can't say, oh, I don't want Yerusha. It doesn't work. Because it comes automatically. So here has it work. Teretz says, this is only to cause a chamam. Nichsim v'log only to cause a chamam. And that works. You could be, stop yourself from getting it. How do we know? Ukud Rav Kana. Dom Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, Nachla, on top of Mem Tesla on base now, Nachla ha'ba loyla odom mokamachar. A nachla that's an akum, it's a darabana, a case of a darabana. A nachla, the Rashbam speaks out, nachla aboloi hasido loveloi kagoi nachla darabana. A nachla is coming to you with darabana, me mokum acher, odom masna aleo shlo yirashana. I don't have an example of darabana, but the, like nichsim v'log is an example. That's the Rashbam actually speaks out, the hainu nachla aboloi thing. Like nichsim v'log, nachla aboloi adam mokum acher, odom masna aleo shlo yirashana. A person can master, I'm not taking it. You list them, it works. Even though it's coming to you automatically. Let's see, the Rashbam speaks down in the first narrow lines. Like the case of Rava. It's yours for sure. You have to give it one of my tana. You can't just say EFG, it goes automatically. But when it comes to Chachamim, that's for my Hana, I can say I don't want it. And he says, Kagoyin Zois. What's Kagoyin Zois? Kidrafuna or Rab. Tamhuna or Rab, Yechayli Isha, Shetayma Labayla, Ainin Azonis Vein Isa. Her Isha could tell her husband, you know what? I don't want your mezainis, and you're not getting my lecha sidayim. You're not getting my handiwork. Because the halacha is like this. What's the first takana? The takana is, you have to give your wife mezainis. Now, because you give your wife mezainis, the chama in a second takana, that all her salary goes to you. Because, if not, you're giving mezainis and you keep your salary, is that right? So that's two takanas. So the Rav Huna says, B'shem Rav, that Isha could say, you know what, I don't want the takana of mezainis. And once you have the Tekonah Mezonis, you don't get my Seidayim either. Because I make a big salary, $500,000 a year. I don't want your Mezonis. I'm taking my salary. Finish. That's the way it is. You're allowed to do that. Because you're allowed to say, Yev Shekonah Sechom.
But he has to give her Mezonis
within the Reis, no? No, he doesn't give Mezonis the Reis. So. Doesn't mean the same thing here. It's a Tekonah that the Mezonis is Yishol Abal. But that's a Mezonis that she could eat from, if she has, from her own Ma'i Seidayim. You don't have to give her Mezonis. But here, the Tekonah was, he has to give a Zaynus. She doesn't have to, and the Ma'is Daim then automatically go to her. That was the Tekonah. The Tekonah to get the Mezainus. Akaponim, it's not so posh that the Sherek Shusvayna, what it means even in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about it in Ksubis, Kubi doesn't mean Mezainus. Sherek Shusvayna. I inshallah, the Gemara, it's what those words mean, and therefore it's not so posh. We're going now that if it's the Rabbana, the Mezainus, so it's got a Mechlekes Ksubis, not Mevav, I think it is. In Ksubis, if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon, but in any case, the Agamar is going now. That's the Rabbanon, and therefore we say Efshi with the Kohen Chachamim, and he says Kol Shekein Gavi Nichsim Melug. We're there. You anyway have to. The reason why do you get Nichsim Melug? Is that the Takana of the Paris are Otu Perkoina. Perkuna is that you have to free her. If she becomes a hostage, you have to free her. So there, the halach is that you have to free her anyway, and there's a Takana that. You know that you have to free her. You get her nichsim malug. So there, kalchem, you could say I don't want the nichsim malug because you're anyway giving her a coin. I can do whatever I want. And there also he's saying the same thing over here. Nachla bala makamacha means what? The nichsim malug. You can say I don't want it. So just to recap what we learned. Okay. Don't worry about it. The response is it's a kalchem. The Rashbam says, but it's easier to say I don't want nichsim malug than say I don't want mezainis. Because when the Isha says you don't want Mezainis, you're making the Baal lose the Ma'aseh Yadayim. Here, by you saying, I'm taking payers, no one's losing anything. You're still paying per kuna. So of course you can say, I don't want to take something, a present. That's why it's more a kol shekein. That's the pshat in the Rashbam, why it's kol shekein. But in any case, you can say, I don't want the nichsim malug. So let's recap what we've learned. We had a Mishnah that says that the husband's eating in the field, the property, taking profits in the property of the Isha, it's not a chazaka. And the question was, obviously it's not a chazaka, it's his. Like, what's the have? I mean, he's letting the pair. Of course, not a chazaka. The Gemara answered, the case was, he said, I'm not taking it. And the Gemara went to the whole discussion, how could I do that? How could I do that? You know what the case is? While she was Arusa, he said, I'm not taking it when I become married. He allowed to do that because there are bonon. It works. The thing by saying, Ein li b'nichzayich works. And he never got it. They get married, he doesn't have any right to nichzim log. And all of a sudden, you see, he's eating nichzim log. So it's a chazaka. So Krishna knows it's not a chazaka. Why is it not a chazaka? Because the reason why she's quiet is because she likes her husband. She's not going to start. Like the Rashbam speaks out, you're not going to find it, but it's right before Haraya Yesh. The Rashbam speaks out, the Afik of the Kosh of Law, but Oida Arusa. So you told Columba Paris, even though he wrote that, Philochis Shaska, she still was quiet. She didn't make a macha. The Motzi Omer, Nachas Ruach Asisi Labailish Shaska. I was quiet. What do you want from me? I'm a sultan. So therefore, that's the Chiddush of Mishnah, that's not a Chazaka. Very good, Shmai. Now, it says in our Mishnah, it's not a Chazaka, but Haraya, yes, back in the Gemara now, Haraya, yes, if He brings a star. He shows a star now. He produces a star now. It says that the Isha sold him the property. So then we say, it works. He doesn't have a chazaka, but because he's not believed to say mecharti without a star, but a star works. Harai yesh. Freyti Gemara, tema nachas ruach asisi labayli. Why can't you taina that I never sold it? Oh, you have a star? I was being nice because I wanted to make you happy, so I wrote a star for you. And you find such an idea where someone will write a star and just to make the husband happy. The Isha will write a star and make the husband happy. I'll show you where we have such an idea. Milay Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah that you have a guy who lokach mina ish, v'chozo lokach mina isha. There was karka that was meshubed to the husband has karkais. Now, she has a big ksuba, you know, $1 million ksuba. And his karkais, I'm meshubed to that ksuba. Now, if he's left with no money, she's not getting ksuba. So a guy wanted to buy this fellow's properties. So he bought the properties. He wrote up a star, gavaldik. But he knew now he's a little problem here. The Isha has a shibud on, has a lien on this. So he went over to the Isha also and said, can I buy those properties? You write off that you're relinquishing your shibud. So he said, sure. And she writes a star. What's the halacha? Is that a good mechir or not? Lokach mina ish, v'chozo lokach mina isha, mechay batal. Alma, omra nachas ruach asisalabayli. What does mechabotl mean? So Rashbam explains, Avada, we have here this guy, Yisachar, was buying these properties. Avada, his purchase is fair and square. There is a lien on the property, but it's fair and square. But here, this guy went to the Isha and said, take off the liens. I'm buying off the liens from you. I'll give you a little money, I'm buying off the liens from you. On that, we say mechabotl. The words mechabotl is going on, the mechiri he did with her. Like the Rashbam speaks out. The word mechay bottle doesn't mean the whole mekach. It means what the thing that he went back and bought from the isha koy. They have a bottle of gamri ahu mekach. If she, if it comes to the time she has to collect the ksuba, titroif bimenu. The matzi amra she could say, oh, I wrote you a star that I'm relinquishing my shibud. Nachas ruach asisal baili limka lacha karka amushabedasli. Like a marty libel hakis lach. I never meant in any way, shape, or form to sell this property to you. I wanted to make my husband happy. He's making a sale. I'm making profits in the sale. So yeah, no problem. Take it. I didn't mean that. So we find this idea of nachas ruach asisal baili. So hachinami, if the husband's walking around with a star that the isha sold him the property, say also she's just making him happy. Hachinami. Say the same thing. That's the kasha. We have here a Mishnah that says that lokach mina isha mechivato because nachas ruach asisal baili. Let's say the same thing when she sells him a property. The locha should be that shouldn't work because nachas ruach asisal baili. That's the Gemara's question, and it's going back in our Mishnah, which is mashma. If you have a raya, it would work. Lachar, why would it work? Why would it work? Lachar, let her say I did him a favor. So the Gemara, no, I'll tell you the teretz. So it takes a few lines to get to the teretz, but we have a kasha up on the kasha over here that when he has a star that his wife sold to him, it shouldn't work because nachas ruach asisal baili. So I'm going to know. This Mishnah is talking about three cases. Three type of fields. Either achas shekoslo b'ksubasa. We're talking about a property that he wrote in the ksuba. When he wrote in the ksuba, the $1 million ksuba, he said, and that property on Park Avenue is meshuba to your ksuba. That was the case. Or, va'achas, or a case was, sheyichalo b'ksubasa, that he didn't write in the star, but after nesuin, he told her, by the way, this is your collection place.
It works afterwards?
It works afterwards, you can do that, yeah. Maybe like, it's called a paitiki. I made a paitiki afterwards. Everything is meshubad besides for this, but this is the one he made a paitiki, this is the one you go first, this is the one you batuach more. He did it in front of Edom, the Rashbam says. V'achas, a third case that's a major shibud. Shechnisa loy shum mishaloh. It's something she brought into the family, and he took full achrayus in it. That means he has full rishus in it, and if he sells it, he has to pay her the full money. But that's a case, a third case. So these three cases, we were saying that if you buy from the husband and then you go buy from her, it doesn't work. Now lemutemai, what's it coming to exclude? Is it coming to regular properties? That there we don't say nachas ruach asisa labayli? What do we say? These three properties, by the way, that are meshuba to ksuba, and one of them is al nichse tzayim barzo, which is meshuba to because she brought into the family. These three things, we say, what do we say with these three things? If you buy from him, and then you go buy from her, she could say, I never meant to sell it. I just wanted to make my husband happy. Now, what about regular property? That you can't say Nachas Ruach Zizah Baili? Let's say you buy a different property. You can't say Nachas Ruach Baili? So tomorrow, Kolshke in there. Lemute Mai. Ilay Melemute Shar Nachasim. If it's going to exclude Shar Nachasim, that if you buy Stam a property from him, and then you go to her, so there, she must have really sold it, because you can't say Nachas Ruach Zizah Baili. So more than a Kolshke in Havla Eva. Don't let Nechasata Begerishin Uva Misa. Now, like this. Why in the world wouldn't she sign off on a regular property to let him sell? Why wouldn't she sign it off? It's not her thing, it's with her directly. It's like a backup. Why wouldn't she sign off? If she doesn't sign off, it means that what? That she's planning a divorce very soon, and she wants to make sure she has all the properties lined up. So that's even more Ava. Of course she'll be masking there. So don't tell me come on Lafuka that case. There for sure you can say she doesn't really mean it. It's Nachas Ruach Zizah Baili. Because there for sure she doesn't mean it. She's there for sure she's doing it for his good. She doesn't want him to be angry at him. She doesn't want him to be angry at her. She doesn't want that to happen. She doesn't want it to happen. So Akaponim. So here, that's the Gemara's, what's it called? Why are we saying that for these three cases? So Elamai, these three cases are a chiddush. That even these three, where it wouldn't be a tine on her. Let's say she would have said on these three, by the way, no, I'm not selling it to you. Would that be a tine on her? No. Because those mishumat to her. Still we say if she's masking, she's doing a nachas ruach. Even though there you could have said that there's no reason for her to do nachas ruach there, because that's taka hers. She's not machuyev to do a nachas. What's about a nachas ruach? She's saying that if you say no, then you're a bad guy. The ones that have a shubat to me, I'm a bad guy. If I say no, no. And if I said yes, I must really want to sell it. Because there, I'm not a bad person if I don't sell it. And still we say, no, yeah. There, she's still scared of her husband. She's going to look like a bad one, and she sells it. That's the chiddush. Even these three cases, which are meshubit to her, still we say, mechay batal, nachas ruach zizah baila. Lamute what? In which case, in the case there, it's not, we say it is a good mekach. What lamute? Lamute nichse meluk. We're coming to exclude nichse meluk, which means, by nichse meluk, if you buy nichse meluk from her, she can't say that I was doing Nachas Ruach. Because what do you have to do Nachas Ruach? It's your Nechasim. You have no reason in the world to sell Nechasim Alug. You don't have to sell it. If you sold it, you mean it ernst. Because why, you mean it serious. Because why would you sell it? Your husband has to have you sell Nechasim Alug. What happens? Why, what happens, you're selling Nechasim Alug? So therefore, such a case, by Nechasim Alug, we say, you don't say Nachas Ruach Labayli, and it's a good sale. So right here is our teretz. Start again. We had a kasha. Our mishnah says the husband doesn't have shaykh nechsem aluk, and he sits on that property. It's not a chazaka. But if he has eidim that he bought it, or if he has a star that he bought it, then it belongs to him. So we had a kasha. What do you mean? Maybe it doesn't really belong to him. The isha wanted to make him happy and sold him. So we brought a raya. She's thinking of making happy from the case of lokach mina ish and lokach mina isha. There's Nachas Ruach Zavayli. My answer is that's not, that there is Nachas Ruach Zavayli. By Nichsim Alug, there's no excuse. You don't sell Nichsim Alug unless you're really selling it. No tzad is selling it because you want to make him happy. It's not something to make him happy by Nichsim Alug, because that's your property. You're not mechuyev to sell it and make him happy. And that's the Gemara's answer to the Kasha, that Harai, yes, I tell him Nachas Ruach Zavayli, Lemaisa, here you have a Svara of that. By Nichsim Alug, you do not say Nachas Ruach Zavayli, and it is a good sale. Any questions on this? So that's what we're holding right now. And Mi'at Hashem, on the next year, we'll continue. It's still a discussion of Nichsim Alug. We have a kasha from our Maimar, which sounds like you cannot, but Nichsim Alug is bottle. We'll see in a second. We'll see in Mi'at Hashem on the next year, on next day, that we'll see about what the Maimar's kasha is on Daf Nun Amud Aleph.